to be. Great.
Thanks.
So we have more
All
weeks.
right, trustee meeting of July 20th, 2026. Underway.
Emma. Emma.
All right, let's see. So does anybody have any want to do any changes to the agenda?
I have additions, not
Any additions?
changes.
Hey, what would you like to add?
My first addition is just to say that this is my not my last meeting, but I'll be attending the other meetings, hopefully from my postpartum bubble as secretary. And then if I am unable to do that for newborn reasons, they have their own schedules and whatnot, then I will let you guys know ahead of time. Is
Here we can have a backup for
yes, is
yeah.
we could definitely share notes.
Yeah.
And you can
Cool.
use AI to generate a
And you
form,
can
right?
also use AI to generate.
That's right.
Cool. Oh
But
yeah. Okay.
we could do
Yeah.
people
Being
power.
replaced by the robots. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We
I'm just
won't get
kidding.
you back
Okay.
after because
Yeah, after that,
it
you're
will
off
go
the board.
so well. We'll learn. You're gonna be here.
Oh,
And
that's good.
that's a terrible joke.
But I think it's okay. You're allowed to make terrible choices. But I think Jeanette, Nem, and I, we could share doing notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that wouldn't be so hard. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you for keeping us on track
Totally. with
Yes.
what's very
With what's happening.
central for you.
Yes, I'm 37 weeks today. So impending, I don't know,
You've told me a
maternity leave.
million times due date is
8:10.
8:10. Oh,
Indeed.
10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that would be crazy. No, thank you.
Be done with.
Yeah. And then my other addition is to discuss possibly more in depth the addition of a youth library director
Oh,
that we talked about at the last, at our
I don't
store
believe it.
meeting.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, we'll see if there's time.
Yeah.
But we will be at least sideways talking about it when we talk about the strategic
Trust.
plan, the strategic planning
Oh, yes.
next steps. So,
Cool.
we'll at
Okay.
least sideways talk about it, and if there's time, we can do more.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I had one. We neglected to keep the update from the friends in the minutes. So just noting that we should make sure we
Oh,
keep
right.
that in the agenda for them, should they.
That's very
So
important.
they
That
always have
questions
a.
before the
Yeah,
yeah.
just so they have
It's
a
good that
place.
they're to have them always there.
And that was just a mistake.
Yeah, but
We,
good catch.
yeah.
Good catch. On August 17th, I'll be at my aunt's celebration of life. It's a gathering. So I'll just say that right now. Okay.
Don't forget to tell you guys. Up in Maine, where she lived. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? Okay.
I like her too. Yeah,
Yeah.
really. I was
Couple screws
it was
loose.
like the 60s.
Yeah. See, does someone do we want to accept the minutes?
I move that we accept the minutes. I second.
Right. Any discussion?
Yeah. My job is all right.
Yeah,
Yes.
yes.
Thanks,
Yeah,
friends.
you've been killing it.
We're living it.
Living
Yes.
it, I know.
Embodying it. We're giving birth to it.
Great, thank you, Megan. Okay, so let's vote. All those in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye, please.
Hi.
Aye.
Hi.
Anybody opposed? No. Okay. We've accepted the minutes. Chair's report. Good. Minutes. I'll look at my watch.
20 off. Let me give you a 2-minute
I'll
warning.
try to be
I'll give
fast.
you a 2-minute warning.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, so for Chair's report, this month we had the biggest thing was the AMBERS evaluation, the annual evaluation. So everybody sent in great thoughts, and I compiled them and shared them with Amber, and she did a self-evaluation, and we discussed, and the short version is things are going really well. And that was unanimous on the board. Everybody was said happy, grateful.
So can I ask a procedure question? Everything's great, everything that's happening, but this is just stepping back. When we discuss the librarians, yours, evaluation, and then this a question. Should we be in executive session? It's a question because it feels like it's
I
confidential.
think if we, yeah, that's a good,
So really, it's a question.
it's a good question. I had thought about it, and then I thought that there was not going to be anything too crazy to talk about this time, so I thought that we'd just get by without it. But we definitely could go to the executive session to do that, if we, if people want to get more.
Or even regardless of the content.
Okay.
Just to respect the confidence, it's really a question because
Right.
it's confidential, how you're doing in your job.
He checked with me about it. I think we talked about it briefly, and this is fine with me. But if you do want to talk about more specific things,
No,
I can do
it's not
that.
about content at all.
It's about
This is
process.
really process.
So I
I
it's a
think you
question.
guys checked
Yeah, it
in
was a
and
question
we're
I had
good.
too, and it was
We're
I don't
good.
know, I totally could see either way.
And just a process question. Do you send a copy of the evaluation to the town for their personnel files?
No.
I think that Erica has to know that we've done this for you to get your, was it benefits or whatever it
No,
was?
that
What
was
was
only
that?
the first 90 days that they required
Okay,
a
that's what I'm
review after
remembering.
its
The
probationary status.
only reason I mention it is laying the groundwork that if ever we want to argue for a merit-based pay raise from you, it would be nice to have documentation that she met or exceeded all expectations. So I'm
But the
thinking.
chair, if the chair is keeping that documentation, I think that's the appropriate place for it to sit because you're the supervisor, I think.
Whatever. I just want to make sure that we have a
That's good.
good record so that if we ever at some point say, we really want to do a merit-based raise, and here's the reason why, being able from an
Yeah,
HR
that's
standpoint,
good.
having all of that
That's good.
retained is
We, I
helpful.
mean, somebody's welcome to check with Ellie, but I don't think that the town's personnel policy requires anything else. I'm not sure what they say on their
Yeah, I
own.
said this from coming from a big healthcare
Me too.
system
Yes,
where it was
right.
all very
Very
points
specific.
and scores and as much as we all rolled our eyes, at least it was a database.
Yeah, it was keeping track.
For sure.
Yeah,
So more to help you, anything else.
and so that everybody knows how I went about doing it, I guess I can lay that out, that everybody sent me their thoughts, and I compiled them all into strengths and opportunities, and took away people's names so that it was just coming from the board. And shared that with Amber. Amber did a self-evaluation. Also,
Great.
and then we discussed both.
Sounds great. All good.
And so, yeah, so
Yeah,
it's
it's all
all,
good. Yeah, it was really a process thing.
Did you serve my goals for the next year with the board?
I did not, but
Yeah.
I wrote them
Weird
down
in
and I
words.
could
Yeah.
share them.
Did
And
you
it
guys match colors on purpose? No.
totally. Oh, no.
I was going to wear a different shirt and then I spilled food on it right before I
I
left.
was, I was doing some work, and this was my extra shirt. I had to change it.
Oh, the extra shoes.
So, So Amber has some goals, set some goals for the next year. These are personal, or the personal position goals or
Or
something, whatever you
professional,
call it, professional goals. Working with the board on the strategic plan, and making that process successful. Working on the staffing budget to refine the process so that we're meeting the budget closer at the end of the year than has been in the past couple of years, which we've been under the last couple of years. So anyway, working on that. Working on updating or creating a process for updating library technology stuff, various computers and subscriptions and things, that some of which are still left over from Kathy's reign. And along with that, updating of the databases or being ordered. I just wrote databases,
That works.
sorry. Updating, maybe moving away from the old database systems and creating new systems for things. So those are the professional goals for the year. We think are good ones, achievable, and
Great.
can move into these different directions. So that all felt great.
That sounds great. Another process question, and I really just mean this as broad question. No criticism or anything. Should we or could we, as a board, on our calendar, just hear from you guys like mid-year or something? So how are you doing? How do you feel about how you're doing with your goals?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like you guys would already, of course, be ongoing talking about it, but and
We just put in a chair
it's just to keep
for
us plugged in.
like
Yeah, like 6 months from now.
Yeah. That's
And
good.
it's really meant as not breathing down one's neck, but really to support you.
We could do it as a New Year thing.
No, that's good. I
Yeah.
mean, I think the reason I chose these goals is because there are challenging things that I want to make sure that they do. And how you do that is you tell people. So that you
Like
have
we call it
people. So that's
accountability.
so it's accountability for me then. So
Accountability.
that sounds great.
Yeah. And we want to be supportive
It
of
could just
you
be
with your
you.
goals.
Like you do the progress and goals, it would just be in grand. We'll just say no progress, no updates, but you're right. If it's written down, you're going to be in a bigger
I'll definitely.
And it could be that things will come up with you that you realize, oh, well, this is like sticky wicky, but
2 minute warning.
But I want it to be that we're supporting you in your growth and development.
I
That's what
get
I'm
it.
trying to say.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's good. Well, the other things, just quickly,
Oh yeah, 12 of.
was working with the town treasurer's office has been going well, and is also a work in progress, and so just still figuring that
Excellent.
out, but positive.
Excellent.
And that, I don't know if you were going to say this, but I put it in my notes to say that Amber's going to be away next month also. So,
Not the whole month, but
not
yeah.
the whole month,
Look, can you give
but.
me the date so I can write it down?
Yeah, I'm going to be away the 5th through the 14th.
Okay.
It's basically a week and a half, a Wednesday through Friday.
Great. Does that need to be in minutes?
It
That's not.
doesn't need to be in the minutes.
You've got it.
Okay.
Did you find coverage?
Yes, everything is ready to go. Well, it
And
will.
then since that is getting back just prior to our monthly meeting, I told Amber that she should feel free to miss our that meeting.
Makes sense.
So I think
Yeah.
that's how we left it.
Okay.
Unless she comes back and is super excited to come.
Or I at least won't have a report for you before
Right.
I leave
Yeah.
the
Okay.
country.
Yeah.
A written report,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's what it was. So,
Okay.
just so we have that expectation. So
And
cool.
it's very
And
nice, very clear. Yeah.
that completes my chair's
And look at
report in case
that.
anyone has questions.
Right on time.
Good.
Mr. Shaw.
That's
All
great.
right.
You
Cool.
rocks.
Thank you. All right. Then, librarian's report.
Okay, so I sent you my report in writing. This is the time of year where all of the planning that we've been doing since like December is like in the middle of doing. And we run so lean that there's no planning happening right now, just doing. I mean, which is not totally 100% true, but we're mostly just doing. And we're in the second week of camp, so let's all give Emma a round of applause. They had their first day today. And it's so cool, really. We're a small community, so a lot of people know each other already, but there's still, I like how there's people, you make a different connection in a different spot. So like a bunch of these kids maybe went to class together, but when you're
Next.
in a different mix of kids, it changes who maybe plays together. But we have such great camp staff, again, really experienced. We have this great teen that's doing our assistant.
I met her.
She's so great. That really worked out so well. And I'm not in the weeds, which means it's going really well as well. So thanks for that. And what else? We just had really great summer program participation. So our kickoff we had was great participation, our reading challenge, our like library challenge, we have over 50 people doing, which is almost twice as many as last year. So that's really cool.
That's super cool.
And more people looking like they will be successful, which is also great. But it's nice to succeed for that. Leah is working with the book group to have Peter Gould be their August read. We were able to use our great programming budget to buy copies of the books, which usually we don't have enough money to do that for the book group, but things are going really well. And Leah and I decided that we're going to use that collection to have our first book set that we'll loan to other libraries. And it's especially great because it's a local
Oh,
author. And
wonderful.
so that
That's
should be really fun.
beautiful.
Yeah. They're going to
That's his
be,
current new book.
that's his, he has actually two current new books. So it's his current new adult book. And that's going to be over at the BBCC. They wanted it to be in the meeting house, but there's still some challenges about liability and scheduling things. And so I think they're just going to go BBCC. But that's Leah's big project
Nice.
with support from Peter and from Chuck Collins.
And this would be
Great.
Gould.
Yes.
Good. What's the date of that?
It is the third Wednesday in August, which I think is maybe the 19th or, yep, the 19th. And the book group, this is really cool because they usually meet, they're going to be helping with like it's a program, but they're going to be the helpers for it. So they kind of like also getting to show off their book group, which is really
So
cool.
this is something that the book group is heading up, but the public is invited to come and be part of.
Well, Leah is kind of heading it up with them also helping, and it's
Helpers with
open.
her.
She's going to put
Beautiful.
out a press release and do the
Yes.
whole thing. Facilities wise, we had the bathroom sink repaired. It was leaking briefly, and Garland came and did that. And Jimmy from the highway department trimmed one of our trees so that it didn't hang on top of our
Good.
tent for the summer. So we're trying to go 2 summers in a row with the tent not being ruined.
Yes, we have bad luck.
Yeah.
We have very bad luck with canopies.
Yeah. And then I remember saying that I wanted to teach you all something about the library or the library website. So I guess, and I know we don't have a lot of time to do that because I could spend a very long time doing that. But I thought I maybe just want to challenge you to go to the website and find the place that lists where our programs and events are, and tell me how it goes.
It's going awesome. I'm there right now.
Done. Because that's a really important part of our website, and I do think that the way that it's laid out, the way it was designed, it's a little. I've tried to make it easier to find all of
Front
my
page.
front page now, but there's more also.
Totally. All right.
Yeah, so just to because I think that as trustees, that's a question that people might ask
Yes,
you.
it's good. We
The
should be
reason, like,
informed.
when is that happening? And then if you could easily look it up, then you could show your knowledge and be
Yes.
a better ambassador. And
That's good.
then also you can, and it's nice to have people on the website because only a few people work on it, mostly just me. And when that happens, it's more likely for there to be typos and errors. So I do appreciate your
It's
reflection
good.
on it.
It's good. And I am just now learning that the book group is known as Talk About
I
Books.
know, isn't that great?
So, news to me. Because I was going to ask, I was going to be like, is this a book? Do they go by a book club or but they have a name.
Short tab if you want to be real
Tab.
cool in-house.
The Tab group
Yes.
is here today.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, if you ever want photos that protect the confidentiality of
Yeah.
kids, like you feel like, oh, I could really use da da da, just ask me.
Okay.
I'd be happy to take photos
Okay.
if you're in need.
I think that's it. I don't, if I saw John asked me to add stats from the previous year in the with my stats list, and our library visits went up even in June some, and our total circulation is exactly the same, which is really interesting. So I think that that's going really well, and we offered many more programs. So that's great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it all looks great. I just scan the programs.
I think it's fun that you all just did it immediately. It was not really my intention, but I love it.
It's well, that's the beauty of having a computer. A computer in my bag.
John's
John's
gonna
gonna
that's, wait to plug in until he gets to his
yeah.
shirt.
Well, that's, I mean, that's what you might be doing if someone's asking you, like, what's going on with the library? And you could be like, oh, this.
Funny enough, I have the website right here on my phone.
Cool. Thank you. The other thing I'll just say, this is my own round of applause. I spent all but $29.16 of the books and services line. And Ellie says it's okay to go under budget, but this one I think it's because it's intended to be a this is what we spend on materials. It's more of a goal to spend as much of it as possible without going over. So we got really close,
Nice job.
and that was good. Thanks.
Yay. Yay.
Well, thank
Yay.
you, Amber.
And I like the blue, whatever it's for.
It's Linda Hay is in the middle of promoting and supporting the Good Citizen Challenge. She's a member of the Friends of the Library and a retired school librarian. And that was going to be something else. It's in progress.
Yes. Okay.
In progress.
Thank you.
She's both doing this and supporting some challenging health stuff. So it's really, it's a cool example of a library, of a volunteer like doing really good work. And it's just as much for her as for everybody else. So she's really enjoying it. And it's nice
So she has a lot to offer.
she has so much to offer. So we're really, really lucky to
She's a
have.
fireball.
Yeah, it's good.
I have a sort of word vomit question about I wrote something in the minutes and now I'm looking at it and I say this doesn't really make any sense. I said Leah is working with the book group Talk About Books to have Peter Gould's new adult book series 819. It will be our first book set that we lend out to other libraries.
Oh,
That's too much to say, right?
it
I
does
should probably shorten
make
it.
sense to me.
I don't know. Is that something that is too many
I'm
words?
okay with
I
it.
think it's
Yeah,
great.
I'm okay
I think
with
it's
it.
great.
Okay.
I get
I
it.
say, don't worry.
Yeah, I would say,
Yeah.
okay. Chill, baby,
My
chill.
draft minutes are highly scrutinized.
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately.
When we collect the 10-year volume minutes to be published, we can edit
Yeah, we study it at home.
that. Yeah,
Go
that's good nighttime reading.
muse over, yeah, over them.
Great.
Cool. Thank
Well,
you. So is that
that's
your
it.
thing? Thanks, Amber.
It's nice to hear about the library repairs as well.
Yeah.
Not that I was really worried about the sink, but I did notice it.
Yes.
So nice.
Good. So treasurer's report.
So we are in our first month of the new fiscal year, so we don't have anything for July to report. We do have the goal, August or September, to have the prior fiscal year report. The reason we don't have it now is that midway through the year, at some point during the year, we kind of switched. So Amber kept very good records, and she's going to create the Frankensteinian monster, as she calls it, of the budget report from last year. So stay tuned for exciting news down the road.
Excellent.
And it's still doing some tweaks with Ellie about the budgeting or the reporting and how we categorize expenses, but I think that 99% of it's actually pretty much in place and so.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with Ellie on Friday just to go over it again. I think the part that she's working on adding the numbers, the budgets, so we can see like the percentage of what has been spent.
Yeah. An extra agenda.
So you can see the different ways it's broken down and
I just fell on the floor and I just,
yeah.
it's a loss. It's a lost cause.
There's a little bit of the way that she has to track things for bookkeeping that are different than how we created our budget. And one of them specifically is that wages need to be separate and for her, just for her bookkeeping work. And so that might affect what
So
our
what you're
budget
getting the
status
report
report.
will look like this going forward, which is a lot less friendly than what John used to do, but just easier across all the different
Yeah.
platforms.
Looks gorgeous to me, Jeanette.
Nice work.
Okay. So that's it for me. There's more to come.
Thank you.
Yep. John, is
Okay.
that really a great change for you?
To not be doing the treasure thing? Yes.
You feel
Feels
lighter?
good.
You feel
Yeah,
lighter?
feels
But
good.
he made it so easy. It's just like Ellie's doing it, and it's just like, okay, fine, just hand them papers.
Nice.
Great. So, old business strategic planning, next steps. I wanted to make sure we don't lose momentum. And so I have a couple of items to flesh out this point here, and I gave myself 15 minutes.
Okay.
So let's see how we do.
Like 16 or
Thank
17
you.
after. Okay.
And
I'll give you 2 minute warning.
so I had four different things I wanted to talk about that I wanted to give some space for follow-up, but from Joy's visit. Then talk about doing a getting our survey, doing a survey push, which we had sort of started to redo a little bit and has been a little bit off to the side right now, but bring that back into focus and talk about putting together a community focus group, which was one of the ideas that came out of Joy's
That was an awesome
thing,
suggestion.
and talk about the overall schedule of the whole process
Right.
for this. So those are the four things I want to do. So first, reflections about Joy's visit. I would say that it was really great. I thought it was there was the horn playing and just a like good positive energy, and Joy was, I thought, really phenomenal at leading us in
Yes.
the conversation and really got a lot of good ideas out and but also kept us moving and stuff. So I thought it was great. But does anybody want to maybe share something like, I don't know, any thoughts you had about it, or if there were certain specific items that you want to make sure we continue to talk about that came out of it
Yeah.
without without delving
Without
into
delving
those
further.
items, but we'll make a list of them.
I want to note that John and I met because I wanted to get caught up about that meeting since I couldn't go to that meeting. And that was really, really helpful for me. Yeah, we ended up talking for a long time. It was great.
Can I chime
Yeah.
in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just it was a great process, and I left feeling like her library is so great. I really it just like really she did a great job, I think, of highlighting all the positive, wonderful things that are happening. So that was really great. And one thing that I noted, I think there's always feels like there's this push to like expand the size of the library, and it didn't feel to me like that actually was the thing that rose to the top for us, if I'm remembering correctly. But it might have been more like adding to staffing, which might be a little bit of a different avenue. You know, it felt like before I kind of felt like she almost encouraged like build the programs and the infrastructure. And then maybe add to the space was kind of the like nugget that I.
Well, that's interesting.
I totally agree. I also think it was kind of like a yes, but kind of a thing when we were talking about possible expansion, where it's like, that would be cool. I think Josh was like, but also Amber can only look over so much. So let's just all keep that in mind. Like, if we were to expand, that would be what she needs. And then also, yeah, that's like what I wanted to echo from the meeting as well, was that what I brought up at the beginning to add to the agenda was that, you know, if Amber's asking for like a youth director or help in that area, like we should really consider doing that. And I think it would be awesome because we have so many little ones who come here and summer camp. And I mean, not that we don't have help with summer camp, like, you know, we have awesome staff, but it's just something to think about. Right.
I want to just be Judith, and because I can hear her saying, "Let's remember about accessibility," which is not expansion, but that's something we need to keep front and center. So I'll be her voice.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm not. I just have a question because I was reading through your mapping of our discussions going forward, and okay, I can wait.
That's okay.
No, well, I guess I'm not quite clear. So we did our process with Joy, and I see you have focus groups and public engagement, and I'm not sure what the intent of the focus groups or public engagement is. Is it to expand our notion of what we helping us look for things that we maybe didn't think about to include? I'm not sure what your intention. I just clarification.
Well, we can jump to that because
Are
we
you?
should probably move along.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Just kind of echoing what Emma was saying and others too. I thought it was really interesting this tension between this love of a small place and a small staff and a connection to one or two people, and then also a growing out of that space, but trying to keep that feel of the positiveness of that feel. I thought I was talking to John about that too. It's just interesting. The smallness of this space is both this interesting strength and a challenge all at the same
Yeah,
time.
it's true.
Because people talk like the way they experience it, it's comfortable, you can digest it in a small amount of time, but like we're busting at the seams. And then also like the people really liked Leah and Amber, like individual people. I don't think that happens at bigger libraries quite in the same way because we're the only choices. But then also like wanting to have more people, like then you fractal it that slightly. So I'm just curious about the keeping the goodness of the smallness while trying to also make sure that we can offer the services that we want to offer.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah, it's really it's interesting.
It is interesting.
John, you can park my question another time. I don't feel like you have to address my question now. You've got other
Well, we're
things.
gonna it is one of the other things to talk about, so we can do that. But it's Were there any other pieces people wanted to make sure we've noted again? Okay, lost. Okay. Yeah, so the focus group, we can talk about that. So one idea that came out of that talk with Joy was about bringing in community members and trying to create this sort of panel that has a broad representation, and trying to get like somebody from the school, somebody from a community church, somebody from the Grange, somebody from different parts
Yeah,
of
different
town,
parts of
some
town.
people that maybe don't use the
Different
libraries.
neighborhoods. Yeah.
Like a lot of trying to be intentional about bringing in a lot of different voices. And yeah, I think the idea would be to basically ask them what they would like the library to do. How could the library better serve their needs, or those other groups that they might be representatives of? And I like that idea a lot. And so, yeah, I think
That might be helpful. I happen to find on my computer a community engagement guide from the Vermont Council on Rural Development. I don't know if you see it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I think you did send it to me.
And that's who we worked with a bunch of
In
years ago.
2014.
Yeah. Did I send it to you? But that's
But it's
good. I'm
okay.
glad.
Yeah, you can
Actually, it's
send it to me.
basically it's a mapping of how they do it. They talk about the
Yeah.
first community meeting, do this, and then it just gives you an entire program to follow.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I'll send it to
So
you again
I
because
think, yeah, sure.
you just send it to me. That's good.
I think I guess what I feel like doing with this, and I put this out there to people and see what you all think. I feel like just trying to get as much di different ways that we can get input. And so, yeah, doing like public meetings would be another
The
one, doing a
survey.
survey, doing like this kind of focus group, and doing our own process of working with Joy, but also in our meetings,
It's good.
with the from the trustees. And so that's my idea of how we might approach this, which this means it would take some time. And so I put together this rough draft of a thing, which
If I have it, I'm good. I have it.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, thanks.
Did you get
I
one?
did.
Okay.
I can try to bring it up and share it. Oh, thank you for thinking of that.
You could just email it to me real quick too.
And this, I put stuff on here that this was just me totally just being like, I wonder what this might look like in a calendar. And I put stuff on there, but it's not like this is
You're
definitely stuff
suggesting
that
this.
has to happen.
Yeah, these are suggestions.
So I put on there the focus group, and I put three meetings, but I reached out to Josh and Emma to see if they might want to be trustee reps on that. And Josh has experience from a previous job that he did doing focus group stuff. And he said that he is definitely interested in helping do that, and but that he is away or was going away. So I didn't have a chance to talk to him about what he thought the process might be. And I thought that would probably be the way to start that would be to see what he thinks, because he has experience with it.
Who
So
is he? Sorry.
That Josh has focus group experience. So
Cool.
my hope was that maybe he would take a lead on kind of designing the focus group thing. And I don't know if having three meetings is a good idea or not, but I just
Yeah,
put those in there.
because like a community meeting is different from a focus group. So depend. So, well, one thing I've been doing a lot of reading about community engagement. I think maybe one thing that we could talk possibly is it's a central thing is what's the key question that you want the community to help you answer? So I don't know if we were to say to, do we have a one sentence idea of what we want these groups to be talking about?
Well, I think that I'll just jump in, but I think that this group is creating the strategic plan and they're looking for community input on what to prioritize.
And we can share the current strategic plan, the when it's just expired or is expiring, just to show where we're coming from. And but we're wanting some community input.
I think if we say we want strategic plan, people are like, well, I don't really want to. It might be a more engaging question, might be along the lines of how would you like to see the library evolve or change, or what would be your vision for the library 5 years from now?
Yeah, visioning the library. Visioning the
Envision the
library.
library's future or something.
Like
So that we're
next
not
5
calling it a
years.
plan, we're just saying we want your ideas about what you want the library to look like 5 years from now.
How are we doing? Are we meeting your needs?
I also think on typical surveys and stuff, when you're doing well, like we are, then people generally are like, if they see a question that's like, how could the library better serve you? They're like,
Doing fine.
you do good, everything's
Do
good.
more of your
Nothing to
stuff.
worry, nothing to worry about here. And you're like, well, we would like some things to work towards. So, because that was my initial question when you were like, what would we ask people? Like, how could the library better serve you? And then I imagine most people, especially if they don't even use the library, they're like, just kind of keep doing what you guys are doing over there, I guess. But
One of the things I was reading about in the VCRD mapping process was like this pie in the sky. If money wasn't an object, if you could just fantasize. Trying to get people to maybe feel free to throw ridiculous ideas out there, most of which won't stick. But anyway,
I hope
because like that
that
survey is very close-ended. You're only going to get.
I hope that a focus group would create a nice space for people to engage and whatever.
I
But
think
since Josh
so.
isn't here, I don't know that we want to talk too much about scheming it out,
But it's an
but yeah.
invitation. It's an invitation for the community to connect and engage with the library. What's your vision for your town library for 5 years from now? Like, what's your vision? So it's not it's like that. It's very open.
I think that, and I think maybe starting like Joy did and say, what do you like about the library now? Could be a question to start with, but that, and that would give us also
I like a starting place.
input about what things we're doing now that people really like. But,
You might want to have like three different events, but different times of day, and have ice cream and something to get out of. So, yeah.
But it could be more broad stroke. Like it could be folks who are like, oh, well, I think the children's programming is awesome. It would be great if we were, I'm just making this up, be great if people, if there was more for teenagers and, or whatever, but kind of more large thinking.
And again, keep your eye. One of the things about the VCRD is that sometimes you have to go to where people are, but people aren't necessarily going to come to where.
Yeah, and so that's the other pieces that we had been talking about pushing that survey and taking the survey to places. And so Emma had done that with Arts Night. And Emma, did you want to talk about your experience doing that at all? Not to put you on the
Yeah.
spot.
Okay. So at Arts Night,
Let me turn it
this is
down just a
my
little.
dog. At Arts Night, I just put out the surveys in a basket. So it wasn't like I was standing there, like, fill out this survey because I was also occupied. And then, Jeanette, did you bring these to the coffee clatch also?
I did.
Yeah. So there are a bunch. There are probably more from the coffee clatch than there are from Arts Night, because not too many people, like, that's the trick, right? Getting people to actually stop and fill them out. And then Judith did kind of tally, and make some notes about, this is 29 different surveys. Do you want that information right now, or just this is.
I was interested in talking about the process of it and getting us thinking about other ways we could use the survey or get the survey, get
Yeah,
more.
I wonder about emailing it to people. I wonder about
Website.
like I want to figure out how to hear from people who don't use the library, which is probably like m a lot of people in Guilford, right? If you think about all the people in Guilford, and I just think about all my students and how probably like such a small fraction of them. Am I frozen?
Yeah,
No.
no, you're good.
Such a small fraction of them use the Guilford Library. You know, there's also like the school library, so I think that a lot of them are getting books there. So there definitely are more like events at school that we can put those out, and it would be helpful to have someone like standing with the surveys, which I tried to get Sandra to do it, but I think maybe we could get Sandra to do it because she's not always. I often have to be in my classroom. Sandra sometimes can pull her in. The school community, I think, is a good place to get information because it is, there are a lot of people there.
Maybe it could also be another one of us trustees. That's the only thing we're doing there is
Yeah, it's just coming in like getting people to.
with a survey.
Yeah.
There's a open house in September,
Yeah, I was
actually.
just thinking about that. I was thinking about open house here, but we don't have to problem solve that. But
Open house at the school.
I think the question of how do we entice, invite folks who don't use the library to come in the door?
I think surveys accomplish something different from open-ended meetings. So I probably want to do both.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
But maybe it just should step back a little bit and have more time to think about the bigger agenda, I guess. I mean, what have a key question that we want to ask and have a plan from there? Anyway.
My question is, when do we actually make the strategic plan?
Yeah, so in this layout that I did, it's in January, February. That all the time up until then is about brainstorming
Gathering
and
input.
gathering information, gathering input, and that.
As somebody who has never done a strategic plan before, would that be typical to take that time?
I think there's different ways you can do it. You can do it a lot faster, but I think which we have done in the, I think our last strategic plan, we essentially updated the previous one. And so we kind of said, well, these type goals we still want to have, and these ones we just did it in one day. In the previous one to that, we had spent some time on doing a SWOT analysis and
We have a couple different meetings.
some different meetings, and we had done some surveys and stuff that informed that one. So this is a longer process than probably either of those. But it just ended up, I just started putting things on. So the other thing that I thought we could do in our monthly meetings is take one little piece each month to talk about. And so I just, like I said, this is total rough draft, and I just put different, but the pieces that I had taken out of the conversation so far were talking about the space and expanding the space or improving the space for accessibility, or maybe thinking about outdoor space or whatever, the space question, the staffing question on maybe adding a staffing position, and increasing the connection with the school. That those and that could be broadened to increasing connections with other groups in town too. But those seem to be the three main things that came out. And then I put down in here in January that like space for other things that come up as we hear back from these surveys and other things that might come up that we want to talk about. Do we want to talk about trying to find people that aren't using the library and bringing them in to become patrons? So I put that in January. But anyway, this was one idea, was to just use our monthly meeting to kind of do that. We also previously had talked about doing a special meeting, which would be mean we could just devote all of our time at one in one sitting to discuss it. And so I don't know. I put in here a special meeting in October as a potential thing, but I don't know if people have thoughts about that. And then I put another special meeting at the end of the process. This was something that came out of Joyce's thing too, was like following up with people that had been giving input to show them like, here's what we came up with and here's the thing. So that's what I was thinking with
Oh,
that.
so your special meeting is a community special meeting?
No, that was for the
Trustee.
trustees, but trustee meetings are public meetings. So it would be a public meeting, but I put it in there as a trustee meeting. So yeah.
Just on public record as
So
well.
maybe we want to add in like community meetings. And sprinkle them in too, like you were talking about. And how many do you think would be nice
Well,
you
it
for that?
depends upon what I would.
Maybe these are actually community meetings.
Well,
Maybe.
what I'd suggest, just because I was reading it today, would there's the BCRD mapping thing is like so many pages, but you can really just read the first six pages, a little bit more than that, just to give us all the common denominator of what they recommend. We don't have to follow them exactly, but one of the things that I've been reading over and over and over again about in community engagement is that there's different ways. There's inform, there's consult, there's engage, and most people will complain that if you're presented a fait accompli, like this is what we've done, and they're not having a chance to weigh in and give feedback, will feel disengaged. So a community meeting ideally would be to brainstorm as a community, and then you take that to develop everything. So hopefully if we have a community meeting, the thing that will rise to the top is expanding the space, if maybe.
Right.
So anyway, I would, because I mean, I'm obviously very grounded in this one thing I've been spending a lot of time reading, and I don't want to like keep hammering that point home.
No, that's where your mind is.
Yeah,
My
yeah.
mind is. So
Well,
I'm kind of
I'm saying, what
stuck.
if we put that into the calendar and we said, okay, let's add community meetings, because that was, I didn't really put community meetings in
Okay.
here other than this end meeting. So maybe, well, I can just make a note to add community meetings to the calendar, and maybe you can send that thing just to everybody on the board, and then we'll
I feel like I'm not being
and
flexible, so I'm sorry.
we can all think about that.
Okay. So, John, I have a question. Is we're wanting input. I mean, I'm just backing up a little bit. So we're wanting input from the community, right? And we're wanting input because we're wanting to create this plan for our future, which is what this is. And maybe the trustees are the focus group. Maybe the gathering of input, those are community meetings, gathering input.
Yeah, well, I see them both.
Okay.
Like,
All right.
I think that that's why I had trustee meeting discussions each month being part of
Yeah, very
it. That
specific.
like the trustee group will be
Look at
taking
different
a look
topics.
at all these things and thinking about and proposing ideas along the way. And then we have a focus group that's made up of community members that will be doing what it's doing. And then we could have also community meetings, and then also the survey that we try to, and maybe we can do some different, all those different outreach. And so through this whole thing, we will be gathering in all those areas.
And so we want to be careful, not too many meetings, because we'll
Yeah, I
just
was
fill
just
up.
going to say that too. This sounds like we've got a lot of
Yes.
meetings.
Doing
But
a lot.
I think when no matter what we call them, focus or community, whatever, you have mapped out, and I think it's great, three different meetings. The focus groups, right?
Okay. So, but I guess, are you saying you think the focus group could be interchangeable with the community meeting? Like, because to me, they are just two different ways to
Well,
get information.
I mean, depends how we want to structure it. But what I'm thinking is stepping back, the trustees, we have the work we've been doing, so we hold that. And we have the current strategic plan and the previous ones. Now we're wanting to reach out to the community and get input. And I think we trustees as a body of people, we're wanting this input, and then we're going to work with the input. And maybe one suggestion might be we convene a group of people, interested people, come to one meeting. And here's where we are. We want your input. We're thinking about the next 5 years or whatever it is. And we do that three times, but maybe trustees, we make the pointed effort of making sure we get some folks there who've never been here, make sure we have people of different ages, blah, 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 blah. And so it's like our work is to gather the people. The trustees' work is to gather the people, make sure we have good representation, and maybe try it three times. That's just
I like that. I
suggestion.
think there's a part of me that wants to hear from Josh about what
I
a
think it
focus
was
group
that.
could be, and so we can talk about that in August and
I have a couple. I have another reference that I'll send out, a really important presentation I went to. A slide said about building trust that actually relates a lot to what happened with the library vote. So send that out, have Josh, and then Yeah, so that's I don't good. know that we're ready to make a definite plan right now. Of how we're going to do it.
Oh yeah, totally. This and that's, I just put this together
It's no, I
just
like that
to
you're
be a
right.
total rough draft as a place for
It's
us to
good.
like see a bunch of stuff on a calendar and start thinking about
I like that you're thinking about
no,
every
John,
single
it's good
month and
how we
addressing
do
it.
it. So I'm not at all stuck on it being this way or saying that we need to have a plan right now or
But
anything.
one thing I really like that you've done is you've suggested that the trustees have a certain topic
that we dig into.
Yeah.
And I think that's good
Yeah.
because the strategic plan is going to think about or is going to have a plan about space, about staffing, and blah, blah, blah. So I
Yeah.
think to break it down as a monthly topic
Yeah.
to discuss, I think that's good. So we're the
Okay.
drivers of this plan as the
Right.
trustees and hold kind of the big picture.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
But I like how you broke it up. And I think the mapping it out is great.
Yeah. I mean, I was when I was doing it, I was like thinking in my head because our old strategic plan goes through 2026. And then I was like, oh, well, we won't have our new one in place for 2027. And I thought, oh, well, we'll do this. We'll finish this by the end of the year for sure. And then when I started putting things out, it kept going like boop, boop, boop. And I know, it could even be pushed, it might end up being further away depending on,
Yeah, it's worth talking about.
whatever. Yeah. But, and I guess that's what I was thinking. Maybe we just want to
It takes all the time.
get ourselves into a mindset of like this
Yeah,
strategic
it's going
plan
to be a
is a big
process.
project that we're taking on, and we're going to like break it into these pieces and tackle them. And maybe individual trustees or in groups,
There's a mouse in the house.
a couple of trustees can take on different parts of it. So like if the focus group thing happened and Josh maybe took it on, or Josh and one other person or something. And then if we were going to try to do survey push, we could all brainstorm like open house at the school or coffee clutch or whatever the different events are where, the Gilbert Fair, be one,
I could bring it to baby group
what,
and play group and stuff like that.
yeah, whatever the different things are. And then we can put all those, and then maybe somebody could say, oh, I'll take it to these and this kind of stuff. And then if we do community meetings, somebody else could say, I'll be the trustee that will host this community meeting
And there could
stuff, so that
be,
we're not all doing all the same thing.
But I think what Emma, maybe you were echoing what I was saying. We want to be careful not to like make it such a big project that we're all like, ah, to make it manageable.
Okay,
Good. It's all
good.
good. I like its mapping.
I think that I went way over time there, but those were all the things that I wanted to talk about with that. So, takeaways are to, I guess, think more about the process. Jeanette's going to send us the thing to read that and start thinking about community members, maybe like neighbors or people, not necessarily people you hang out with or see a lot, but people
Bubble.
that, yeah, because I think we have a lot of the we already hear from the people that we already hear from, and we need to
You're right.
try to
It
get
branch
outside
bigger.
that. So, okay,
Okay.
that's enough for me. So, thank you for indulging me.
Well, thank you
No, it's huge.
your
I mean,
work on
the
this,
50
John.
minutes was totally.
Cool. So, moving on, investment strategy or.
So, just a quick recap. 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, we had a large bequest. There needed to be a not-for-profit, a charitable entity to deposit that money. So very quickly, the Friends of the Library was created to as a 501c. There was simply a paperwork error, and that for Friends of the Library was created as a private foundation as opposed to a private to a charity. And DaVita and the Friends and have spent the past year consulting with attorney and accountant to dissolve that private foundation and start a new entity as a charity. But during that time when the Friends were in operational, they held all of the money that the library took in. So annual appeal, request, in memory of the different funds. So as part of this, as untangling as John very well puts it, the friends have given us almost all the money that they used to hold. They're holding on to some of it to one, pay outstanding bills. Two, they want to have some seed money for their future fundraising projects. So a substantial amount of money, 170,000 plus, has now come to the town's library account. So it's as a reminder, the town is holding all of our money. And then the question becomes, we don't want this money just to sit in a checking account. We want to make sure we're investing it to get good return. Ellie suggested that we contact her Edward R. Jones advisor that she investment advisor that she has worked with on some of the town accounts. So John and I met with him, Spencer Adams, at one of the many Edward R. Jones biz offices in town. And we talked about investment strategies. The big picture is one investment fund, a money market account, and then our checking account is through the town. And what's different, when the friends held the money, everything was held in 1 year CDs, and there were five different CDs, so that all, so like every account had its own CD. One of the challenges about continuing that model is that when you're working with an investment advisor, the more aggregate money you have invested, the better services. So it really is not in our best interest to try to separate out and continue the model of one account having 2,000, one account having 160,000. His recommendation was to combine as much as possible, and that he can go in there and track. So if we really, so if we want, we will have to track like Calista and Thomas funds because that's part of what the donor
And
restriction
they're
entails.
specific, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the reason he wanted to have the money market is that the investment account's highly liquid. We could say, hey, Spencer, we need $25,000 by next week, and boom, it's done. Whereas, of course, with the CDs, while you get a fixed rate of return, you also don't have liquidity. Now, in theory, the investment account should beat a CD return. Now, you have ups and downs in the market, but that's the overall goal. He wanted to have some money in a market, in a money market, but not a lot, just because, let's say we said, oh, you know, Spencer, we want that 25,000. He's like, well, it's a downturn in the market. We don't really want to be selling a lot right now. So we talked a little bit about what's a reasonable amount to have in the money market that we might want to pull out on an immediate basis. So, given what we have to invest, he recommended that we use the, he has different models based upon how much money you put in. We can have, because we're going to be investing over 25,000, we can have their kind of premium service, which is hands off. So other models that they offer, I or the other treasurer would have to go in and make trades or say sell this, buy this. With this, it's completely hands off. He there's a fee, it's a fee based, so they do not charge a fee for every transaction. There's just an annual fee, and because it's a nonprofit, the fee will be 1% or 1.03%, I think. So below what they would charge just a normal investor walking in. So what we were hoping to do tonight was to review this strategy and I guess take a vote on whether we want to move forward with that. Was that your thinking, John?
Yeah, I think if people feel good about voting on it, or if we have to, maybe the next
I mean, I
definitely.
can certainly get more documentation of this, but
But
that's an
yeah, I think
overall.
the other thing was that I would just add to it was that he has worked, he does work with the town and with the trustees of public funds in the town, and worked with other towns and with other
Yeah,
nonprofits, and so
right.
he has a
Yeah.
good understanding
Yeah.
of wanting to get a return on
Yeah.
your investment, but not being too risky,
Yeah.
and
That's
also
good. Socially
doing
responsible.
it in a socially
Yeah,
responsible way
that's
that
good.
would match our mission of our organization. So those are other
Yeah,
pieces
thank you.
that
Yeah, there's
I
different risk strategies. And I said,
yeah.
I want it to be like a retiree's risk account. So you wouldn't, if we were not trying to maximize returns, trying to have an acceptable rate of return. And also, they do have socially responsible accounts.
I like that Ellie suggested him, and I love that
Yes.
you went to meet him. And I like that we're using a professional with experience.
Oh, I left out. I'm
That's
sorry. He
right.
would meet with us once a
Yeah,
year
great.
to go over
That's
everything.
great. That's
Yeah.
great. I'm in full support of this. I'll just say that.
Me too. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds very
Emma, do you have any
professional and grounded.
thoughts?
No, thank you. I was going to ask about the socially responsible piece. I'm glad that you followed that lead. Yeah, thanks. It sounds great.
And there is a fee, but hopefully the rate of return compensates for that. Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember what he said? Kind
It's
of
1%.
now what his goal was for rate of return on that. It's
Well,
something. It's
the
something
minimum is
like,
like 4%,
yeah,
but
it's something
it
like
can
6%
range.
or something.
Yeah,
I want to say,
6%. I
but
took all these notes, but I don't know where they are.
anyway, yeah, I think his thought was like it was 4 to 8%
Yeah.
return that we would expect to get.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the fee would be 1%,
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
one piece of
Right.
that.
Yeah. So NAV would be like between the 3 and 5% range. And depending on the year, it might be. It's interesting. The Grange uses Edward R. Jones as well. I talked to Abby, and she's been very happy with them.
Good. And she would be fussy about who
Yes.
she works with, so that's good.
Yeah.
And that's a
I'm not sure she
compliment.
worked the exact same guy, but she worked with
But
Edward R. Jones. Yeah.
I respect her opinion. So that's good.
So should I propose a motion that we move forward with moving our funds into the Edward R. Jones investment account?
Sure. Yeah,
I make that motion.
I think that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I think feels like people are into that. So yeah, so do you want to do
Great.
that?
I make a motion that we take the funds that are currently in the town. And this is only our funds. It's not the tax appropriation funds. That the monies that we have, we invest with Edward R. Jones. Give you a second.
Second. Second.
Okay.
Okay, any discussion of the proposal? Oh,
Good.
all right. All those in favor?
I
Aye. Aye.
thank you guys. Thanks for
Anybody
doing good work.
opposed or abstaining?
So thanks for taking
Okay.
charge of this.
Yeah, thanks for
We've been
doing.
talking
Thank
about
you.
this for a long
Yeah,
time, but
yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, I think this is great.
It was good.
This is a great step. We were
Yeah.
doing
Yeah. It's all
what
John.
we could before,
Right.
but this
This
will
makes
be.
sense. And I love that it's another good example, another benefit, so to speak, that we're receiving by working with the town.
Yeah.
So that
Yes.
we've, Ellie was saying, well, really, who you want to go talk to is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we're getting plugged in.
Right. Yeah. And it kind of,
And it's good.
setting ourselves up next to all of the
Exactly.
public
Yes,
funds that are
exactly.
there.
And I like the liquidity of it as well.
The what?
Liquidity that, if we come up mid-year with some amazing project, we have funding.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good.
Yay.
So
Cool.
great.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeanette.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you.
And then I wanted to just do a quick talk about how the investment plan, the reporting plan discussion thing would happen. We've been talking about this in the finance committee. And then we went and met with Spencer and everything. But I didn't know how people felt about the like channels of information around this. So the way that this I would be the way that we were proposing to set this up would be that the treasurer, Jeanette, would be the signer, and along with Ellie, the town treasurer, being the signer, which is the same as our bank account. They would both be signers on the investment account. And that, but I think that Jeanette would be the primary point of contact with Spencer
Makes sense.
versus Ellie, but that Ellie would be have backup access if needed or whatever.
That's good.
And then I think it was that he would meet once a year, but I think that he would give reports maybe quarterly or I
Well,
forget what
I
how long
should be
that.
able to access. I can once
Oh,
this
you
hits
just
it,
get
you're
like
just
the
online. You just
response.
go online. You can print out a report.
Okay.
So I could give a monthly
And
report for
so
investment accounts,
yeah, so
or
this
you can
kind of
just do quarterly or whatever.
or quarterly, yeah, this was the kind of stuff I wanted to bring up was like how much does the board want to know about all of those things, or do we want to delegate to the treasurer to do that, or the finance committee? And so I'm not sure. My guess is we don't want monthly reports
No, yeah, I don't
because we
think
just
so.
don't need them probably.
And our meetings are long enough.
But if the treasurer is checking on it monthly, that sounds great. And
You're empowered.
maybe it could be the board could hear. I don't know, what do people think, once a year or quarterly or twice a year?
Once a year, maybe
Yeah.
after you meet. Once a year.
Okay.
I would be curious to know when Ellie is going. I mean, she has a line here of investment gain and loss, and so I don't know if she has a regular schedule
That's a good
in our
question.
in the trustees fund of when she will add that information. I don't know how she does it for the rest of the
I'll talk to
account
her.
accounts.
That's
That's
good.
something that meshes with that.
So I'll just email Spencer tomorrow, get everything as processed to get this set up, and then talk with Ellie about how she populates that line.
That's good.
Sort of a how and not even a when, maybe. Who is Spencer again?
This Spencer Adams is the person that Edward R. Jones.
the finance advisor.
He's our money guy.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. And then just for since we're still working on creating our general financial policy, that was part of my question here was how do we, I would think in our financial policy, we'll put in there that the treasurer's part of the treasurer's role is that overseeing the investment.
And it's really passive because I'm not, it's totally hands off.
Right, but being the
But you're
board
where it sits.
for in terms of the board,
Keep an eye on
you will keep an
it.
eye on it, and then you
And have
will
the relationship with
and you'll
Spencer.
report back to the board. So do people feel good about that? That the only other thing that I thought was we do have this finance committee, and we could give the finance committee rather than putting it on one person, putting it on finance
I
committee.
like having it with treasurer because committees
Yeah.
hang,
Yeah.
and will always this board will always have a treasurer,
Think
so
that's
it
great.
gives it a
Yeah.
clear home.
Okay. Good. Well, I just wanted to get
You're
a
good at
sense to
that
everybody for
clarity
that. That sounds
and
great.
process.
So if that's
All
out with
right,
you, yeah.
fine. Now we can do all kinds of colorful graphs.
Great. Well, thanks everybody.
Yes.
And then
Thanks, Janet.
okay, vacant trustee position.
Look at this.
So, Jeanette stepped down, and we had our meeting with
Judith. You got the J. You're in the
Judith. Sorry,
right pile drawer.
I was just wondering if anyone was still paying attention. Judith stepped down, and we got to celebrate her last month, which was great. And she reached out to me to say thank you for all that. She really So,
Good. And she said to me that it was lovely. Good. Good. Yeah, I know that.
to talk about replacing her, I'm going to propose that we go into executive session to discuss the appointment or employment or evaluation of a public officer or employee per 1 VSA, subsection 313A3.
I second.
And is there any discussion
About going into
about going into executive session
I'm
prior to
ready.
that? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? No? Okay. Let's do it. Executives. All right. We just exited executive session
I'll make a
at
motion that
what
we.
time?
Oh, you make the
At
motion.
8:09 p.m.
At
Eight oh
8:09.
nine. I'm making a motion that we offer a trustee position to Peter Hudson. I second.
Right. Any discussion? All those in favor, say
Hi.
aye. Aye. All those opposed, say aye. Right.
Can I get the full spelling of this meeting?
Yeah, Peter is
Yeah, I got
P-E-T-E-R.
that one.
Pencil, H-E-T-C-E-L.
ZCL. Yeah, got it.
Great. Well,
New business. What I'm
that's
talking
exciting. And so
about.
I will reach out to him. So the process is that we are not just appointing him to the board. We are voting now to recommend him to the select board, who has the authority to appoint
Right.
people midway through a term. So
But you would tell him that the
I'll
trustees.
reach out to him and tell him that, and I will be going to the select board meeting next week, and we'll tell them that we recommend Peter, and
And what I
they
didn't
will.
say in my motion to fulfill Judas.
Oh yeah.
Term up to the board meeting, up to the town meeting.
Right.
I didn't say that as part of the motion, but anyway.
So then he will, assuming the select board votes
Approve.
to appoint
Yeah.
him, he would serve until March,
Right.
at which point he would then need to run for election at town meeting. And Judith has one more year on her
Okay.
term.
So the trustees will put together that slate
Yeah.
that then goes forward at town meeting.
And that is at the July 27th meeting that he's going to be reported. We're going to report it to the select board.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Correct.
7:27.
Cool. Thank you,
All
everybody.
right. Thank
So I think
you.
we made it to the end.
We had like a
Yeah,
we did too.
you took my
I
thing
did. I
back.
know. And as soon as I took it, I was like, he's wrote on this one.
Okay, so
And I have one quick thing.
so I think we will have time in one of these upcoming meetings to really dig into the staffing
Yes.
question.
Yes.
Does that feel good to you?
Yeah, that feels good. I feel like when we were having the SOAR meeting, that everybody was like, that's a good idea. And so I just
Yeah.
wanted to bring it back up to
Yeah,
kind of
totally.
like.
Yeah.
Well, if we go with this mapping that John has,
Yeah, we would talk about it
staffing,
in
we
like
dig into it
October.
in October. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually one change that I would need to make is Davida said that she can't. I thought she said August was good, but she said August is not good, September is good. So
Okay. If we move that
Davida
down. Through.
it'd be September, and then that leaves August, and so
Just switch.
we could put the staffing question into August, and that's the most exciting,
Okay.
maybe.
And
Yeah.
then put the
Oh, except that you might not be there.
yeah, we would need.
Oh, you should be there.
And
I
I
think
would
for
be there
that.
too, in case I'm in
Oh,
labor.
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we
Okay.
leave staffing in October.
Okay. So we'll leave
Mostly staffing.
staffing.
I like the idea of talking about staffing, but I think that the board doesn't determine all of the staffing.
Yeah.
I don't want to
It's true.
do the that's my job. But
No, but you
I
should
think that
speak up.
but this in the strategic plan, the idea is come up with the goals of what those are, and then I think you can put staffing in, but just remember that this I would be a main part of who would no, I'll write the job
Well,
description because the library director
you would
reports that
hire
and
fire.
hires, right? But it's about following the goals of the board. But when it gets into the details of it, that's
Absolutely.
yeah, I guess that's like
Yeah.
why I wanted to talk about it today specifically, because after our SOAR meeting, that's kind of where I was like, whoa, I guess really everybody felt the same way. And I just want to check back in on that. That
Yeah.
I think it's a big thing for Amber to be like, hey, I think we should hire some help in this department. And then us to be like, we hear you. And totally. Or like, we'll think about it or discuss it. So
Right.
I just want to like, yeah, have it echoed for her really,
Yeah,
but
it's
and
all
myself.
very good point. Thank you.
Yes,
It's all
yeah,
good.
yeah, heard. And I think that that's one of the goals for budgeting is to show options of what it looks like with different staffing.
Yes.
Right.
So that was part of what my goal,
Exactly.
because that takes some work to figure out,
And
like,
for the next fiscal year.
yeah, it wouldn't be for the one that we just started, but it would be for the one after. But
Yeah, so the July fiscal year ends in
July, we just started a new
ends
fiscal
June
year.
30.
Yeah.
That's so confusing.
Okay.
It's so confusing.
So yeah, so we would be discussing a new budget in October and November,
Yeah. To start July.
which would start the following year.
So maybe what I'm hearing, to get total clarity, we take staffing off. And because maybe you guys in your work together are discussing
Or
this.
maybe call it something differently,
Yeah.
which is like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean though?
Yeah, well, I think it would be good to have the board say, yes, we want to explore how to make that happen.
Yeah, that sounds
Right?
good.
Like
Yeah.
that. Like
But it seems to me we need to hear from you first.
sure.
A proposal to help.
Well, related to your goals that you just set, but it should come from you. And I wasn't grokking that here. And I think that was a really good point. Like here, it's coming from the trustees. So we need to get it back over here. Because it's
We
what,
can talk about the angle.
it's programming drives the staffing, and
Exactly.
so you're really in
Exactly.
charge of programming.
You would hire fire somebody.
Sure. Yeah,
So,
well, hours of the library, mostly also involved with
okay, so
staffing,
programming
because
and
we are
hours.
really,
Yeah.
we're lean. We are very lean, and so
Yeah.
the hours that people do both, really.
Yeah. But I think when you're ready to,
Yeah. Well, it's part of
then
my
if
goal to do that.
exactly. So
So,
then you could get
we
in
can't.
your report, come to us and say, this is what I'm thinking
That's
about.
good. I think we're all on totally on the same
But
page
it
and
was
what
very
we
good
think.
clarity, though. That was
Yeah.
very good clarity.
Okay. So yeah, we'll put it on
Yeah.
our agenda to
But
know.
I'm going to take it off here, and it's going to come back when you guys are ready
Okay.
for it to come back.
And just you and I talked a little bit about getting some help with ADA compliance and upgrading your workstation. There's somebody around the chat, so that might be something we talk about in August. Or you won't have time to work out between now and August, right? Until September.
Yeah, so maybe August, we will hopefully Josh will be here and can talk about the focus
Cool.
group,
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
and we will review the stuff that Jeanette sends, and we can talk about focus group and community meetings.
So can I put on September rather than increased base-based planning? Because that would incorporate
Yeah, that's here.
ADA
Right. Yeah, that's a
upgrading
better role.
and
Better way to say it.
yes, and getting a better workstation for Amber and maybe giving someone help us
Yeah.
do some
Sure.
gibbering of this.
I was just thinking, we never got any shades.
Yeah, so maybe
She's
by September we get a chance and
we're gonna get those shades, huh?
Well, one thing at a
If I will
time.
file the form in triplicate
Yeah.
It's always tough though.
I know.
Oh my God. I need to
Oh,
go
we can't do that
voluntarily.
because
I
I
have an
think Emma got
8:30.
kicked or
I have an
something.
8:30.
Oh,
Oh yes.
okay.
We've gone over time,
But I want
so
to ask a question.
yeah, you
Okay, I
ask
have a
one.
question. I know I'm meeting tomorrow, right, Emma?
She just
He's
left.
left. Okay. I'm meeting tomorrow with Bex here. This is about the building. Of course,
Yeah, okay.
Em and I are the building grounds
Yeah.
committee, and he's going to survey the building.
He's a building inspector
Right. And
locally. Yeah.
so, of course, I have my ideas, and he's going to totally have his ideas because he's a professional. But I wanted just to first of all make sure everyone knows
Do what
this
Michael's
is happening.
after.
But so I felt like I wanted to see the town checklist about this building as part of
The
the,
capital asset
thank you,
management
never
structure.
remember it. Yes, thank you. And which I went through one time way back.
It's on the town website. I can send you the link if that would
Okay,
be
that'd be
helpful.
great. Okay, that's all I needed to do. I want to just, be a little bit informed.
Yeah, that's
Thanks
great.
for coming.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a really cool building. Okay, thank you. That's
That's
all.
great. And hopefully he will have, having been a select board member, he will have
That's true.
familiarity with it.
Yes, good point. Yes.
But that's great. Yeah.
So, should in the minutes I just say a building inspector will be coming tomorrow to survey the grounds? We
Yes.
don't even say his name
Yeah,
or.
that's fine.
Okay,
Yeah.
great.
Volunteering. You can say volunteering.
That would be good too, yeah.
Volunteering to
Yes. Legend.
Cool. Well, we made it to the end, everybody. Thank
Wow.
you so much. That
Thank
was a
you.
lot.
Yeah. There's a lot.
No,
Yeah, it's
it
a
is
lot.
normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
Yeah.
all good. Thank you,
So
John.
should we, do we need a vote to adjourn or just adjourn?
I think we could
We
just
just
adjourn.
adjourn. I always stumble on that. I was like, why do
I
we need to
know,
vote
I
on
know. We on the
closing?
planning commission, we always
We
vote
could
to
do a quick
adjourn.
check. Is anybody opposed to adjourn?
Don't think so. No.